The FDA liberates the female libido. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FDA has finally approved the little pink pill, the so-called female Viagra, 17 years after the male version. It's called Addyi, A-D-D-Y-I, because with all the new drugs in the past 17 years, drug companies just have to grab a bunch of leftover Scrabble letters now. Whatever the name, feminists are calling it a victory over male domination. Although, honestly, don't you think men have been rooting for this as much as women? What fun is it to hold hands across your matching bathtubs if she never climbs into his tub? The trouble is, the side effects seem a little daunting, since this is about libido, which means the female Viagra has to work on the brain, which is much more sensitive than the other stuff. As my mechanic would say, treating men is more about the tire pressure, whereas with women, it's about the ignition. But all this ignores what's really happening now that this has been announced, which is that millions of men across America now have only one thought: how do I get her to try it? Well, here's what I would suggest. You have to be subtle. You say something like, "You know, dear, I heard some guy on the radio named Dave say that there's this pill, and if you take it every day, he says that suddenly a guy like me can seem attractive again." To which she might respond,
"Well, go ahead and take it."
And then you would laugh and say, "No, actually, you're supposed to take it every day." Anyway, good luck. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.